Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 205 of the Optic Podcast, brought to you by Shopify, Marvel Snap, Cash App, and I'll tell you a little bit more about them later on in the day. I want to take my glasses off so that we can begin this podcast by addressing something that we couldn't address until somebody addressed it themselves. And I want to thank everybody who has been patient throughout this entire thing. You guys have to understand that, you know, this guy is one of our friends. He's going through a tough time. For us to speak before he speaks puts something in the air that needs not to be there, especially when it's when it has to do with someone's personal thing. I can't discuss on something that isn't my business, the same way the scump can't discuss on anything that isn't his business. And until he, Amir, until he spoke, we couldn't speak. And the way that some people have been fucking talking about Optic and the manner in which they've been talking about Optic, I can clearly see that those guys aren't part of the green wall, because we have been here for almost 20 years in front of these cameras. You guys have seen what we're about and how we move. So for anyone to speak dirt on any of our names is completely unwarranted. And in all honesty, you guys have to look at yourselves and say, man, if my business was out there like that, like, how would I react? And then you also have to sit, think, and say, well, if my boss, let's say Chase Bank or wherever it is that you work, your boss wants to know your information, your private information, if you would be okay with them knowing that, right? Because I've seen a lot of people saying that, you know, we put money in his pocket and this, that, and therefore we deserve. Like, you don't. And when it's not our place to speak, we're never going to speak on it, and we'll just take it in the chin the way that we have. And until we're able to speak on it, we will. And I will continue to help Pred the way that I've tried to help Pred, the way that we've all tried to be there for Pred. I'm texting with this dude nonstop. I'm hearing updates nonstop. And because people don't flock to Twitter to reply to his post, that's nobody's business. You don't know what's happening behind the scenes. You don't know, like, the things that we're all navigating. Like, it was kind of gross to be put in that situation when it's not even our place to fucking say. So now that he spoke, we continue to wish him the best. We continue to be here for him. And look, I'm not really mad, and you guys can hop in on this. I'm not really mad because we didn't really say anything, so the speculation, Christmas came early for these fucking news channels. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and again, that's part of the game. I'm not mad at any of it. I'm not mad at any of it. Like, it is what it is. But, you know, I would hope a little bit of some common decency going forward.
Yeah, it was. I don't want to make it about me because it's not about me, but correct. It was pretty tough for me because going live, like, especially on the watch party, like, yeah, I banned Pred's name on my Twitch channel because as a streamer, I want to be able to sit there and stream and do my thing and, you know, have a good time playing rank with my boys. But whenever every single chat is like Pred Hook, I even banned Hook's name because I was like, dude, I can't speak on it because it's not my place to speak on. I'm not going to speak about something, A, that I don't completely know about. I'm not just going to sit there and bullshit with my chat and make shit up, especially about one of my friends, close friends. Like, I'm just not going to do that. So, yes, banned Pred's name, banned Hook's name. And that was more for me just because I can't speak about it. I literally, it's not my place to speak about it. I was waiting for AG to be able to come out, tell his side of things, say what's on his mind, because again, when it's a close friend like that, I'm not going to sit there and say things and then say something that's wrong and then there's even more speculation behind it and then I answer something the wrong way and then people will run with that. And I, like, on the first day that I went live when all these rumors started breaking, all I said was, Pred's having some personal things, I can't talk about it. And that was that. I'm not going to talk about it. It's not my place to speak about. So it was a little frustrating for me just because, you know, people came to me seeking answers, which I totally get in Optic. I've been in Optic for a long time, you know, very close with everybody, but it was just tough. It was a tough like week because it's just frustrating whenever you can't say anything.
You can't defend yourself because there's nothing to defend yourself from.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand why a random person, they feel so entitled to know. Like, they have to. If someone says it's personal, I understand and I leave it alone.
Yeah.
If it's anything else, okay, maybe I try to nitpick and find out. If it's personal, I leave it alone. That's it.
Yeah.
It has to do with that person, but.
I mean, you could speak on it. You were on the watch party all weekend.
Yeah.
It was like, we didn't ban Pred on the watch party. We left Pred open. I mean, and people would just come in and spam Pred, and it's like, they would just start spamming it. I'm like, dude, like, this is why I did this on Twitch. It was a tough way. It's always tough, like, when you're streaming and stuff comes out like that, and you just, it's not your place to speak about it, because you don't want to talk about it, because obviously you don't want to spread any misinformation or say anything wrong or allude to anything that's going on, you know, in a negative light, or it's just hard.
Dude, especially when it has to do with, like, if this guy says, yo, I'm having some mental problems, like, what, at that point, everything goes out the window and fucking human decency has to step way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Anyway, I don't have to say this on this podcast, but I will. I hate that we even had to address it. I wish that it was just like what it is. So all I'll say is what I continue to say on my text to this dude is that I'm here for him. We're all here for him, and we wish him nothing but the best, as always. And I never close the door with any of the players that I've played for this organization and that have been that I've developed relationships with as I did. I'd see even there right there, like, I did. Somebody said, he did. As I do have with Pred to this day. So let's move on. Please. Okay, so this week in particular, switching gears abruptly, this week is particularly a like extra work week for everyone, especially people that are in front of the camera, because for the last 2 weeks of the year, we usually let staff go for the remainder of the thing. The only people that
it's
don't
It's not
take,
even a tough week.
No. Because we're filming three podcasts this week.
Yeah, it's pretty low. It's pretty low lift for a tough week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're just doing more than we should. Like, from a topic standpoint, like, we have to be a little bit more grave. Anyway, long story short, we're here all day. We're here all day tomorrow. We're here all day on Friday. There's no watch party this Friday, right?
Nope, we're not. We're done for a full month.
Yeah.
We don't come back till January 10th, which is the minor tournament. And that's going to be fun to watch. But yeah, we're done for a full month.
And then the minor tournament is where?
Online.
It's online.
Yep.
So we will be on that. We're not going to Madrid.
Are we not? I thought it was still in the air. Are we just not?
Dude, it's your show. I have no dog in the fight, in a way.
Yeah.
I'm there if you want to go. I'm here if you don't want to. I've been to Madrid. I wish I wouldn't have gone to Madrid when I did. That way we could have taken this time to go. It is a beautiful city. It is magical. It did climb to the top five cities. The food's fucking insane. Still in the air.
Still in the air. I mean, it's just, people don't really get, it's so expensive to go to that. I mean, to ship all of the equipment over there, to get everyone else over, to get everyone over there from the business standpoint.
Yeah.
I mean, we got the players flying, then you got us flying, then you got the PCs flying, which, then you got all the staff flying. I mean, it's an expensive one.
And then remember what happens when PCs get lost in the mail.
Yeah, and then you have that. What if we fly there? Our PCs get lost.
Gotta fly back. it's happened before, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot. I think we kind of jumped the gun, and we didn't really understand like the logistics of it. Whenever we were like, "Oh yeah, this is awesome. We're going to Madrid," and then we got hit with what it's going to cost to go to Madrid, and we were like, "Oh, maybe we're not going to Madrid." So it was kind of one of those. But we'll more than likely be at every other event besides. Mm-hmm. Miami will probably do the Airbnb again.
Oh, yeah.
Or okay. Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had so much fun doing it, so we'll probably do that again.
Such a great time.
That shit was fun.
Chef?
No. We're getting a completely new set of chefs.
We're 0-2 on chefs.
This is crashing out on the chef.
Dude, this guy fucking put meatballs, right out of the oven, put meatballs under the fucking AC unit.
Yeah, I know.
I've been into that shit, and I'm like, I like my food hot, especially when it's supposed to be hot.
Yeah, no, everything was cold.
Diva, so?
It was tough.
So? I mean, in Mexico, we ate tacos every day.
Mm-hmm.
Those were kind of fire. But
that little soup with the pinto beans or whatever, I forgot what it
was
called.
That shit
was
gas.
So just so you know, like, just so you guys can be caught up on the Mexican, the bean soup that you talk about, those are just beans.
Charro beans?
Nah, charro beans is when you add, like the ham, the hot dogs.
I had them for last night from Ernie's. My mom's flight got delayed so late that she just straight up moved it back a night, so she stayed. So we went to Ernie's, and then she left last night. Her flight got delayed again.
Oh.
Well, she didn't end up leaving until like 11:30 p.m. last night. So we went to dinner, and then she went to the airport after that at like 7. Her flight gets delayed again. It's just snowing in PA right now. So
you just grab beans, you put them in a pot. There's usually like one onion, and then there's lard in it. And then that's what we ate, just plain beans. Once you start adding all the other ingredients, like the chorizo, the chicharrón, all the other stuff, then it becomes frijoles charros. Or as my brother used to say, frijoles gangueros, because he didn't want to say rancheros. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Moving away from the food, that is what's going on. Do you guys want to talk a little bit about the league? I wasn't in the watch party because I had to go to... I had already planned the trip to Tokyo, which was incredible, magical. I can't wait for you guys to decide one day to go so that I can just tag along, drop everything that I'm doing and tag along.
That is one of my top like three travel destinations is Japan.
Dude, Nate's been talking about going. Maybe
this off season we can plan a trip. Because okay. no wedding this off season. That was like
you don't have another wedding?
No wedding.
Oh, okay.
No wedding. 2 week little, you know, technically 2.5 because we all got COVID. But 2.5 weeks. So this year I got some time.
Bro.
Me and Iz got some time.
You guys need to listen to me
on
this.
I might go to Maui, though.
You need to listen to me on this. And I'm going to tell you why you need to listen to me.
Or St. Barts or something. I don't know. Maybe
St. Barts now.
Maybe switch up the islands.
Saint-Tropez?
Yeah. Well, that's too far. That's in France, right?
I don't know.
That's pretty far.
Is it?
I think so, right?
I have a notepad that's titled Health. And in it, I write anything that's going on with me. For example, May 2nd, my index finger on my right hand shakes on its own. So pretty much what I was saying is a twitch. Where I'm going with this is that if you look at this, there isn't a single, I have had a cough, I have had a head cold, and it is because, it sounds like I'm fucking pimping this thing out. But dude, it's the only thing that I've started to do this year. That has, and it's this like the spray of the bee pollen or shit.
Okay, never mind.
Bro, I'm telling you, spray twice to the back of the throat every day.
Bee pollen.
And you're good. I'm telling you, right there. That's exactly that one.
You should go breathe on flowers and try to
propolis.
try to impregnate them.
Propolis throat spray. I'm telling you, dude, it is the only thing that I have changed in my life that I'm doing on a daily basis, and I have not gotten sick. Jude, Liv have had COVID. I literally sleep in the same room as Jude. You know what I'm saying? I did not catch that shit. I'm not saying...
I've not been sick.
I ain't no Donald Trump saying
ever
that this is what you need to defeat COVID. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you add a little bit of Ajax or ammonia to it. I'm kidding. It's a joke. Anyway, let's move on, Matt. Just wanted to throw it out there. When you said COVID, my ADHD hopped in and said...
That was a long time ago. But...
what was? Oh,
COVID. The COVID, yeah.
All right, listen. On this day, 2 years ago... Mr. Scumper Jumper competed at his final pro tournament.
That's fucking crazy to think about. That tournament did not go well.
I was about to say, how'd that tournament go?
That tournament did not go well. but that is crazy. Because I always like kind of, I don't really think about it too often, but always it'll always like come up in my brain. Like, how long have I like actually been retired? Yeah, so it's fucking crazy that I've been retired for 2 whole years already. Because it feels like it was yesterday.
Does it feel like... Because Ian will talk about it and Damon will talk about it. Teep will talk about it. Where like they retired and now like it's like everyone's, they see everyone else like over here. Like they retired back here and they're just like, they started coasting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you see the pro players now like that much? Are they that much better than you? Like, are you so far removed from it where it's like you're watching it and you're watching it as like a fan, not like a... competitor?
No, I think the gap is just knowledge gap. Like you kind of start to realize it more and more as you're retired. But even like challengers kids, they are scrimming every single day against that level of competition, so they just know the game better.
Yeah, okay.
They know and understand the timings better. They understand everything better, search better. They just play way more against better people. Like, we're playing ranked play, fucking running it down, not playing our lives, like kind of just autopiloting mm-hmm. some of the time.
Yeah.
Whereas they are continually every single day in that mode. Like, I have to play my life here. I can't scam here. So it's like, I think I could still shoot very well, but yeah. in terms of like knowing the game while you're playing it, that game sense, they're way better. I mean, they're professionals. They have mm-hmm. to be. But I could still shoot.
Can
for
you
sure.
still shoot?
Yeah, he could
the text you sent me?
Yeah, he could shoot.
No, you.
Who,
no,
me?
No, you
he's
can,
asking,
no.
can you still shoot?
No, I'm asking, can he still shoot because of the text
yeah,
that
yeah.
you sent me?
I mean, I was shooting back.
No, but... not you. I was because you sent me a text about Seth.
Oh, yeah.
You
he
know what I'm saying?
Shoot.
And I was like, out of nowhere.
I mean, there's a lot of people that I look at that I'm like, I don't think they're bad, but I'm like, I could do that.
Yeah.
but I mean, if I feel like that, then he could definitely.
That's
I
how
mean,
you feel when you watch
back.
Shotzi play? You're like,
no.
Yeah, see, like,
I'm
Shotzi's.
Like, I avoid him.
So, like, Shotzi's different. Like, he's kid is. He is fucking different.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Just the way he moves on
the
map.
Just his. The way he understands like the character is crazy.
It's like him, Hydra, like those types of players.
There's
like him, Hydra, fucking Snoopy, like those just really mechanically fucking turn Abizis. I mean Simp. Just all of those like sub players, I watch them and I'm like, fuck me, dude. Could I have done that in my prime? I think so. But now I'm almost 30.
Watching Ant and Hydra.
It's crazy. They're mechanically
while jumping over something, keeping their maintaining their YY and like movement shooting, dip back, reload, YY. I'm like, what the like I play ranked and I start off and I keep tapping my YY to see if I can get it to look like that and I'm like,
nah.
It's not there no
bro,
more.
I watched slide YY at the same time.
It's good, dude.
So I was taping up some artwork that I'm working on for a Whatnot show, and I had come across a video of like T2P greatest moments, bro. I cannot believe the shit that you used to do. Period. I was fucking mind blown. And I had just come off of watching the 1v1 every pro from Shotzi. So it went from Shotzi's 1v1 proing everyone, which is fucking insane. You should watch it to see like the level of fucking psychotic that this kid is. Like, he would lay down and wait for his opponent to come to the hill, and he'd be laying down in the doorway, he'd kill him. And then he'd be like, all right, now watch this. I'm going to break this thing. I'm going to break this shower, and they're going to be going there. I'm going to kill him there. And the way he's like, oh, he forgot that I laid here on the first one. And he comes and he's laying there and killing. Bro, this guy's mentality on it and the way that he calls it out ahead of time is fucking insane. But then I go back and look at what, like, from there, went to the formal and this guy shit. I was fucking mind blown.
I mean, yeah, it's just a different... It's just a different mode. Like, again,
when you fucking like butted three pros, you don't talk with you know what I'm talking about? Like, you melee them?
No.
Bro, that shit was insane.
But when you're in it,
I couldn't believe it.
When you're in it every single day, I don't think people truly understand just how, like, your brain, you live, eat, breathe, sleep, Call of Duty. So it's like now, again, I'll kind of reiterate, but it's like, can shoot, but that level of game sense and just mm-hmm. overall feel for the game, it's not nowhere close.
You also, they also showed a clip where you were laughing at my skill. So why was that there? Fuck.
Wait,
you,
when?
Editor. In this fucking montage, like top 20 T2P plays.
Oh, shit.
There's this shit right here. If you fast forward to the World War II, when we had a lot of Omen of Optic fucking... I appeared a lot in this video, so I was happy about that. It is...
Was this the video you watched?
This is me. Well, no, this is me just being a fucking incredible streamer, and it just reminds me of how good I could be if I... No, go back. You got to go back and play from the beginning. Listen. No, yeah.
We're just cooking his shit.
Watch. Seven?
Watch this.
Yo, he said watch this to Pop Daddy, bro.
No, but listen. No, go back, Matt. Go back so they can hear it. They didn't hear it. Listen.
Holy.
I haven't had pizza. Watch this.
No, listen. That was my music. Hold on, watch this.
You shot two bullets?
Oh, I didn't know I had two bullets. Bro, that last song that I play there is the last scene of The Last of the Mohicans. Great movie, by the way.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got super distracted there, but I had to. I almost texted you yesterday and be like, "Yo, you were fucking nasty, nasty as they come."
Thanks,
for,
man.
For real, thanks, yo. It's not, hey, dude, don't even say thank you. It's just a fact, you know.
What the fuck is Kraven the Hunter?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I saw
what
this.
I've never even heard about it.
I'm not gonna lie, because I thought Kraven was a League of Legends character. Isn't that the League of Legends character that you throw the thing and it comes back and you have to catch it and you have to throw it again?
I've never played League.
So that's what I thought the movie was.
Oh, what the? I know this guy.
Is this it's a Spider-Man guy?
Nah, is it?
I didn't see this.
That's
anywhere.
That's on the original sheet. It said it's the lowest rated Spider-Man movie ever.
Is that a Spider-Man?
Oh, he's from
Spider-Man. Is that Spider-Man? What it is? Spider-Man?
Oh. This actor is in a movie that was very Guy Ritchie oriented. It's with Brad Pitt. Go to his IMDb. That movie you gotta watch. It's in the library. It's with him, Brad Pitt. It happens on a train.
5.5 isn't that bad.
It's not bad. Oh, maybe not lowest rated, but box office like.
It just flopped.
I think it just mega flopped. No.
Right there. Go down. Ooh, go down. Bullet train. Seth, watch this shit. It's so good.
Yeah.
And it's even better because that guy is a West Ham United fan in the movies. So.
I still have to watch the new Deadpool and Wolverine.
I haven't watched it either.
Yeah,
I bought
still
that shit when it first
came
out. I was supposed to watch it on my flight to Tokyo.
I started watching it last night. And then my mom's flight got delayed and they were shopping. They're like, "We're coming back. Let's go to dinner." I literally just started the movie and I was like, fuck.
Wait, Seth was like this. He's like, fuck, man. No, okay.
Is the worst ever box office opening weekend?
Yes. Wait, the new Wolverine? No, this is Deadpool and Wolverine.
Very Sony Spider-Man universe.
What is Madam Web?
I think I'd watch that.
Oh, I heard Madam Web wasn't great either.
The Madam Web? Nah. Dude.
That actually sounds fire.
That 11% on Rotten Tomatoes? That is not great. That's Borderlands-esque.
Yeah, Borderlands.
Yo, this guy bought that shit?
I watched it. I mean, I...
should have rented it.
I liked it.
Borderlands?
Just because I enjoy the Borderlands
game?
Universe. But could it have been better? Yeah.
our boy...
You didn't like it at all?
Our boy Zachary Quinto didn't
watch it.
I just like Borderlands.
It had a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I just like Borderlands, so...
That's our boy Zachary Quinto didn't kill this one.
Nah, there were a lot of like.
I think I watched this too. A
lot of loose ends, and it was all over the place.
I do remember being starstruck when I saw Jamie Lee Curtis just walk by us. I was
like, "Right
by
us."
So talk about this update for the Ricochet anti-cheat TM trademark 2024.
So this just came out, I believe. I saw this morning on Twitter. But Ricochet, I think, is a myth at this point. I don't think Ricochet. Is this. Even a thing.
Placebo, you're saying?
I don't even think it's real.
Placebo.
But they just came out with an update saying they were going to update the drivers, the kernel level drivers behind Ricochet. But it's just, I think they're just trying to save face and act like they're trying to do something because I've been, all of the Warzone streamers that I've been watching and then obviously playing rank play all the time, we kind of know how bad cheating is.
Yeah.
But then watching the Warzone streamers, they are getting just absolutely just, I don't know how they play.
It's
because getting cheated on in Warzone is, it's impossible. In ranked, it's one thing because you can respawn.
Well, in ranked, you have to have a new account and you have to win 30 games to even play ranked. It takes a while. Warzone, it's free to play. You don't have to buy the game.
Yeah.
And you just spawn in with the cheats that are already on your PC. Yeah. So it's just I got banned.
So somebody's
relaunch.
Somebody's like, oh, shit, I just got banned from being a fucking loser here. All good. I'm going to be a loser over here.
Yeah, just make a new account.
They put these updates out and say, and they name how many accounts they ban, but there's still cheaters in the top 250. So it's like, I don't understand.
No, dude.
And then you read that first paragraph. We understand the promise of glory and notoriety from rank play leaderboards makes rank play an attractive target for cheaters. For this reason, our team have been especially focused on turning the tide to deliver the competitive arena our players seek. So that fucking first paragraph tells me that they are looking at the top 250 only and seeing who's cheating. Like, we're looking at the leaderboards? What, you're going into the diamond leaderboards? There's no diamond leaderboard.
So are you saying that Activision should ask for their money back?
I don't know, but all I know is that
it's clearly Ricochet, not working. Right?
What do you mean Activision asked for their money back? Activision made this.
No, Ricochet is a separate company, isn't it?
No, they made it.
Oh, no, then it's not real then.
That's what I'm saying.
Actually, you know what? I don't know.
Actually,
if it's real or not, I take that back.
Can you look that up first, Matt? Be. I'm almost positive Activision's Ricochet is a
Activision's Ricochet Anti-Cheat Initiative is a multifaceted approach to combat cheating, featuring server-side tools that monitor analytics, identify cheating. Okay, Ricochet. So Activision is the one. Activision Blizzard is the one that does that. So safe to say that it isn't active. So again, it could be a placebo. It could be something that they're saying just to say that doesn't necessarily have anything. And it's clear to see because you still see cheaters in the top 250 that haven't been removed and they're still there. Just opening up their phone at the bar saying, look, baby, I'm fucking top 250. I'm going somewhere. You ever heard of these gamers? They're millionaires. That's where I'm going.
They don't
come
on,
come home with me.
Fucking weirdos.
You know?
It's just sad because this game had so much potential. It's like, this game is fun. The gunplay is good. The maps are eh, but the game itself is a fun, good game. Mm-hmm. And then
really good game.
It's like every year there's just something.
It's not something every. It's the same thing every year.
Oh no, yeah,
it's the same shit every year.
But like cheating wasn't this bad last year during season one,
dude. It was bad
during season one. During the later seasons, it got pretty bad. But dude, I swear, during season one, it was not
actually
this bad.
I think during when we started like playing the old. That's why we're playing Old Man 8s and shit. So I'm assuming. Yeah, during the later part of the season,
it got
worse.
Bad. Maybe I just hate cheaters though. Like I really freak out.
It should,
I feel like you guys are.
I just
you guys
know
are pretty good.
I can
about
tell
it.
Off one kill.
I get kind of blessed because
I can tell they're cheating
they
off
don't
one
cheat
kill
against like, us. They everyone that plays with me, they're like they don't cheat against you. Like you don't play the real.
He's
experience.
The only one. He's the only one.
But now we have ADZ, who's been super clutch. He's Symphony's mod. I think he's Symphony's head mod. But he comes into the chat, and he, like, now sits in my chat, and I'm like, ADZ, we need help, Mayday. And he'll come in, look, and if they're cheating, they get ripped immediately.
That's
he's
dope.
The man.
See, like,
does he
I
work
like
for
that.
Activision?
I don't know, but I don't know if he works for Activision or he has a contact.
But he has
but
the button.
He what?
He has the button.
But he'll come in, look at the game for, like, 3 minutes.
He's hacking himself. He hacks the mainframe, kicks them out,
gets them out of the game.
But they have to be very blatantly cheating.
Yeah,
like it's got to be aimbot.
Dude, there was a guy cheating.
Wait, that's okay. So timeout. When you say blatantly, like okay, Waltz isn't enough. He also has to be aimbotting.
No, Waltz isn't enough.
Waltz isn't enough because how can you prove it? He could just have gotten a call out.
Bro, this is what I'm saying about Shotzi. Yesterday, he was in the 1v1 that I was watching, and he used a ping. In the 1v1, like he was like behind a pillar and then he like
live ping.
He missed a live ping. He missed another live ping and he got it on the third one. And he's like, oh, my God, I'm so dirty for this. Like, I didn't even know that I would have never considered it to do something like that.
Yeah.
You do that? Everybody does that?
Ping?
No.
No.
The ping?
Oh. No.
That's insane to me. That's anyway, listen, I don't want to talk about this because it's bullshit. I don't want to talk about it because it's clearly them saying that we care without really caring, really giving a fuck. So, whatever. Ricochet, Rico bullshit, more likely.
It is. No, it actually is, bro.
Yeah.
Shit don't
rough.
Work.
It's really rough.
Shit does not work.
Yeah, I wish it worked because, again, I feel like this game has promise. And
I wish
just,
it worked a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. To every 15 games, I get one hacker. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's every third game. Instead, it's every fucking, third game.
Every third game. There's someone you're just like, wait, what's happening? You watch the kill cam a little bit. You're like,
I get it. Oh, wait, he just hit all four bullets while I was jumping and diving away, I'm sure.
Insane. And then they come in, the worst part is they come into chat and they're like, no way you think I'm cheating. PC check me. I'm like, what?
Yeah, PC. ran Bob fuck job. I'm gonna waste my time and do that. like
that is the most obvious thing you could say. No, I'm not cheating. Just check my PC right now.
Like, oh, sure, I got you, bro.
Yeah, I'm sure you didn't give me your address. Control, alt, delete some shit.
Give me your address, is what I would have said. Yeah, give me your address. I don't know. It's one of those things. Ladies and gentlemen, give us a couple of seconds while we say hello to our sponsors today.
Hey, guys. Now it's time to talk about the partners of the show. The first we have to talk about is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. It is the home of the number one checkout on the planet. If you got stuff to sell, then sell it with Shopify. If you got a store to run, then run it with Shopify. If you're going to be badass, then be badass on Shopify. And it's there's a not so secret secret. That is called Shop Pay. It boosts conversions up to 50%. That means there's way less in the carts going abandoned and way more sales going through the roof. So if you're into growing your business and your commerce platform, you better be ready to sell whenever and wherever the customers are scrolling or strolling, if they're on the web, in the store, on the feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout that we use here at Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/optic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/optic to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/optic.
Boys, early day again?
Yo, Hex, lunch?
I can't. I got another meeting. Have fun out there, though. Take this. Hey.
How can I help you guys?
Let me get two beers. We need one ribeye medium, one double burger, one buffalo chicken sandwich, one order of nachos, one quesadilla, and one sausage roll.
Three milkshakes.
Extra ranch.
Open or close?
Open.
How different do you think there's other esports owners and CEOs that have somewhat of a similarity to how you?
We're ready to close it out.
So your total's $567.93. Charge of this card.
Surely.
They talk to you because it seems like you and Nade would probably be the anomaly.
So guys, this decline. Do you have another card by chance?
Pays to get paid on Cash App. Depositing your paycheck comes with protections and security features to keep it safe, including card lock and transaction alerts, so you never have to wonder what your money is up to. Download Cash App from the App Store or Google Play Store today. That's money. That's Cash App.
You hear that? That's a snap. Now it's time to talk about Marvel Snap. Marvel Snap is an award-winning collectible card game that requires deep strategy and a new unique snapping mechanic, your favorite Marvel characters, and thousands of unique card art variants created by renowned artists to collect and use. Marvel Snap is fast pace. Each game only takes up to like 3 minutes. The objective is to win two out of the three locations by having higher total power than your opponent. Build decks, traverse awesome landscapes and locations. There's a ranked play system. Build your deck, climb the ranks, outsmart your opponent, and do it snappy because it's Marvel. It's Marvel. There are more than 270 cards in Marvel Snap with over 2,000 unique art variants to collect from beloved artists. The art is central to Marvel Snap. They've partnered with over 300 renowned artists to create all of the unique card art in the game. There are over 2,000 unique card art variants to collect and use in your decks. Download the Marvel Snap app now, available on the App Store, Google Play, and Steam, or visit marvelsnap.com to learn more. All right, guys, back to the podcast. Let's hope Hex doesn't take credit for what I just did.
All right, now that we're back from that great commercial break, read to you by yours truly. Do we have any plans for Christmas? Where are you headed?
Hitch?
Yeah.
Going back to Arizona.
Arizona?
Yeah. Spending Christmas and the holidays in Arizona.
I heard I was getting my PC optimized last night, and the guy that was doing it was like, yo, my boy just actually ran into Hitch in Arizona, and he called me freaking out.
Oh shit! Really? Yeah. No, I got recognized at like an olive oil place.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, what were you
just getting olive oil, like real fancy olive oil?
You were getting olive oil?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Alexis was.
Oh, yeah.
And a guy came up to me and was like, are you Optic Hitch? Like, yeah. Like, that is the most random place ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got good taste in olive oil then.
Yeah, right there.
So shout out the Green Wall. Yo, Japan was, like, the first time we went to Japan, I only ran into maybe one person. This time I ran like five people.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was in Harajuku shopping, sneaker shopping, you know what I'm saying? And there was this one dude there. He's like, Optic Hex? I was like, yeah. He's like, get the fuck out. Fucking took a picture with him and shit. It was fucking dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so yo. Something to tell you about Japan. When we go, we got to go to this taco spot called Tres Hermanos. This Japanese dude lived in Mexico City for like 4 years, worked as a taco person, as a taquero, learned the fucking craft, and then moves to Japan. And bro, when I went, I had to try it just because
it just brings the Japanese people the absolute gas that is a street taco.
Yeah, but then you have to understand the culture of the Japanese. If they are going to dedicate their, if they're going to be dedicated to something, they're going to dedicate their lives to it. And they are going to be, they're going to do the most, the utmost try hard shit that they can do to make sure that their craft improves. That's just a way of life over there. We can learn so much from that. But this guy, bro, I swear to God, me, Liv, and Jude sat down to eat, and they were like one bite tacos. They're like little street tacos. So I ordered 15. Duh.
15?
Yes.
Damn.
It's five, what, 15 bites? You take 15 bites on a pizza. On a slice of pizza. Am I wrong?
True.
You know what I'm saying?
They were that small?
Bro, they were, yeah, they were bite-sized. You're seeing the clip right now. But I'm telling you, it is.
I kind of want to see the clip now. I want to see how big these things
are.
They
had all flavors, like chicken.
Nah, when we got there, they only had asada, carnitas, and not pastor, not. They didn't have the pastor, which is what I wanted to try. They had a third one. I don't remember what it was. Machaca, I think it was. Anyway, it's fucking incredible. The tomatillo sauce that you eat all around here, the green one, that you just eat and it's just like vinegar and it's so sour. Nah, it was the perfect Mexican green tomatillo salsa. It was fire.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I had to jump in again. My ADHD.
Well,
what's
you
up?
Love Japan, dude. You
yeah,
love it.
Cool. You love it.
So obviously, we're currently 3-1 in the standings. What would you know? Obviously, I discuss anytime that there's team movement. Not only do I discuss it with people like JP who just walked by or Karma and the team, but I also asked Skump what his thoughts are. I asked you what your thoughts are. I asked Zinni what his thoughts are on Hook as a pickup, and everybody. Unanimously said that is the best thing that we could have picked.
Yeah, Seth was gassing Hook off camera.
Yeah,
like 3 weeks ago.
It was the only option. He was the only right option.
Yeah,
yeah, because you were gassing him before we even there was even a talk. To
yeah,
pick
no,
him up.
Seth was saying crazy shit, and I was like, wait. He was like, Hook might be the best player in the world, and I was like, whoa, what?
In eights, Kyler looked fucking different.
Oh yeah,
yeah, Kyler.
His S&D, Kate. His S&D KD is like crazy, right?
Yeah. 1.5? No, Kyler was the only right option. I mean, he looks great. They went 2-0 with literally 2 days of practice. So that speaks to itself.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see how good they look after a full month whenever they come back for the minor tournament.
Yeah.
And just see how good they look in respawns because the Search and Destroy looked amazing.
Yeah.
Respawn was a little shaky at times, but. Yeah, I can't wait to see how they look.
What? I haven't watched anything besides our games.
Yeah.
What's going on with FaZe?
I don't know what's going on with FaZe. FaZe got absolutely battered by Carolina, which we were like, what the fuck? They got 3-0'd. They almost reverse swept Thieves, but they lost game 5 to Thieves. They lost to 3-1 to Toronto. So to be fair.
Okay, they've been playing good.
Yeah, FaZe's first two games were very hard. They had Toronto and LAT, who were both in the top four.
That makes more sense.
And then their third game, they go and play Carolina, who is 4-0, which nobody saw coming.
No.
And then they go on, and then they get their first win against Falcons in their last match, which is kind of a gimme right now. I can't lie. Falcons, no disrespect to those guys, but right now they're just not – they're not really putting up too good of a fight against some of these teams. But, yeah, FaZe is
– They did take a control – they took their only respawn win off of FaZe, though.
Who did? Falcons?
The Falcons.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Yeah, they beat them on Vault Control.
It may not seem like they're making progress, but they are making progress. Are they going to be that good compete at this level, like obviously everybody has their own opinions on that, but
Nick and I were talking about yesterday on the Flycast, like it's only a matter of time until they take their first
series. Dude, their kicks, the player for them kicks.
Yeah.
Kid's nasty.
Bro.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He could shoot.
Yeah.
He's good. That X-Nid was frying really good, yesterday or 2 days ago. They got some shooters for sure. They just got to put it together. It's not easy to put it together, especially, you know, it's just, it feels like they were so far behind coming into it. So to put it together and be playing catch up like they are, it's going to be tough.
They had visa issues, right? They didn't get here.
Get here till really late.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. We'll see how they come back after this next month though. They got a month,
Practice against top teams.
A month straight, yeah, until the minor tournament. So
has Gataga been doing watch parties and shit?
Yeah. For LAG? Yeah, they've been doing watch parties. He gets great viewership.
Like, does the chat get all French whenever they play?
We played them.
Yeah, we played them, No. Oh, okay. I was expecting them to be coming over talking shit. No. None of that.
They don't do that.
None of that. And apparently, even for their players, which is just, it's so like crazy to even like fathom, but apparently, like Priesta, Kiz, Caesar, all their players, Linz, whenever they do their post tweet, like, oh, lost, tough, close series, it's not like, you guys fucking suck. It's like, don't even worry about it. Go get the next one. Like, they're super positive, which is kind of refreshing to see.
The French has always had a really, really good Call of Duty scene, obviously with the work of people like him and others. So, yeah.
They're so positive.
It's only a matter of time, I think, until Hydra plays on Gataga's team, right? I'm not saying it's colluding or whatever.
Yes. I mean, look at the standings.
If I was Nate, how'd I come out of the personal pocket for that one?
He did.
No, but I'm saying
to keep him?
If he even thought about it.
Well, maybe it's not Hydra that moves. Maybe it's Gataga that moves. You ever thought about that?
Huh?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I just think it would be crazy. Like the biggest French personality is not going to get the biggest French player. Like, come on.
They got Linz, who is...
Oh, Linz. Yeah.
Linz is not Hydra. Let's be honest. But he's French. He's a French sub slayer, so.
You know, Linz is nasty too.
But
though, to
be honest, too, Gentle Mates, they're 0-4, but all of their matches have been like.
Easy?
Close matches.
No. They played some good talent.
Yeah, they've played like us. They've played Thieves. Who else have they played? They played MN, I think. They've gone game 5 so many of the series. I think. I don't think that record speaks to that team.
So the minor is on online, right?
Yeah.
Best of one,
single elimination.
I said best of one, single elim, my man.
Yeah, see, like, look, they played us, LAT, Carolina, who's 4-0, and then Minnesota, who actually played Thieves in their last match, and Minnesota looks like they look solid. So
that whole narrative that we had last year is pretty out the window, right? It was like top four teams are like,
well,
by
we
far
thought,
better than
yeah, yeah, that's yeah, a good yeah. point. Yeah. That's a good point.
We thought Thieves were going to be dominant, and then like after their very few matches, they're really good in respawn.
Yeah.
But if you take that S&D away from them,
yeah,
you can make it work. You saw, Falcons could have won the search, and then they won the control. Like,
yeah,
or not. I said that
backwards.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah. Shit, it's not like last year, I tell you that much. Teams like look way better, they play a lot better together. It's exciting. I like when it's like that.
Yeah, like Miami's 1-3. I think they've gone game 5 3 times. Like all of these teams, Boston is 4-4 going. They've gone game 5 every series. They're 3-1. So it's
Breach
like
Breach looks really good too. Breach is fire. Breach will clutch it. They go game 5 every time.
Yeah,
and they'll clutch. So it's like, yeah, the league's, we're in for a good season, I think. As long as everyone stays on this path right now, I think we're in for a good competitive,
and I mean, and listen, we still have the opportunity for the league to be like, hold my beer, let me fuck this up by balancing the weapon at this time or doing that. So as long as that stays, because this is a really good game. It is probably like one of the only games in the last 3 years where I have been felt guilty of not playing or wanting to play it, but I have other shit that I gotta do. But it is, like, the times that I have played it has been, like, it feels good. I don't know about the sniper. I don't think the sniper will ever feel good to me. But, like, all the weapons, like, SMG is fucking super good. and all that stuff. Especially when I adjusted the dead zone stuff, like I understand now, like how that improved the.
I understand now.
Dude, I understand
TJ,
it now.
TJ's tweet, bro. That was hilarious.
Wait, what?
So TJ had shooter. Lost, what, 18 times straight to FaZe?
Yeah, and then they beat him.
And then they beat him, and he tweeted, I understand it now. Shit, yeah. Which is like some like meme going around. And shit.
It's lethal shooter, apparently. You
saw, remember Gwen? He was like,
GG FaZe, we won, yeah, I understand.
What you fighting for? Like, in the, you're undefeated, so what you fighting for? Like, top four? He's like, all I know is we top four. Yeah.
That's just, and I saw somebody tweet, nobody beats TJ Halley 19 times.
Yeah, that shit had that. We were laughing at that. Yeah,
19
as well.
Times in
nobody
a row.
Beats him 19 in a row, bro.
I love that. That was so good. Let me see. All right, let's see. Man spends 75 skateboarding for millions of service.
Yeah, Bitcoin awards. Had 106.
Well, the Bitcoin stuff, I mean, let's not get into it.
We need Bonk to go crazy.
We need Bonk to go crazy.
Wait, I mean, what is it? Should I be putting some shit into Bonk right now?
You should be putting some shit now in that I shit. Dude, follow Banks and put shit in what he's fucking
they
putting
got
shit
an influencer in. Behind them.
Wait, what'd you say?
Hitch was like, should I put something in the Bonk? I was like, now I am. They got an influencer behind them.
No, don't put anything
in the Bonk.
Don't put anything into Bonk, he said.
Bonk to a coin.
Don't do it. Oh, shit, here we go, Bonk.
What the fuck is Bonk?
Here we go, Bonk, little rally.
What does all this shit mean?
It's growing.
Come on now.
That's funny.
Oh, you caught that one early, Sal.
Huh? Hell no. If I was in that early, I'd be fucking in Monaco right now on a yacht.
Monaco?
But yeah. Alone?
Huh?
Alone or with your boys?
Anyone can come. Kidding me?
If they can afford to come, they can come.
Anyone can come.
No, he's like, anyone can come if they can pay their own flights and they can afford to come to hang out. You know? Love that.
Wait, so is Hawk 2 a girl going to jail? Someone talks.
I don't know.
I haven't kept up with it. Misguided young people that this life happens to too fast.
No, she got famous to jail in 6 months.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if she's really going to jail.
I don't know if she's actually going to jail. But
I don't know if she's going to jail. But like, how did she or anybody around her, friends or people that aren't managing her, say, don't do that shit.
Yeah.
She definitely had better options to.
You
she
was doing hit the fine. She had you the number two podcast.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
You got famous you for saying you were going to spit on it. Like,
greed will imprison us all.
What the hell are you doing?
My God.
She could have sold classes.
Anything.
She could have sold. You know, wait, what? What?
She could have did it. Yeah. Whatever.
First
no,
you Hawk.
Seriously.
Then you Tua.
Tua. Yo, who were they calling? Oh, Hook. Hook Tua. That shit was crazy, too.
Oh, yeah. That shit was funny, yeah. Hook Tua.
That's
oh, man. I got to grow up. Yo, did you you want to talk about this? We just found out BuzzFeed strikes a deal
where?
To sell high, all the way at the bottoms. BuzzFeed, who owned, I mean, I guess BuzzFeed used to own Complex, and then Complex sold to Network. Then Network or BuzzFeed or the acquired new BuzzFeed. Ignore everything that I just said. Hot Ones as a show just got sold for $82.5 million.
That means that this podcast,
if we do the right thing,
we can sell for $2 million.
We can sell for $82.3 million.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Guys, listen.
They were getting 100 M's of video or some shit.
100 million views on video?
Yes.
No. No, they were not. Listen, congratulations to them. That's obviously always super dope. But
thank God my man Sean Evans got fucking paid.
I don't know about that.
No, I think he had ownership in it.
No, listen.
He got $8 million.
I'm almost pop.
Whatever it is that he got, it isn't enough.
It's definitely not enough.
And I'm glad that they're going into like their own, and they're gonna expand in talent acquisition. They're gonna spend in a whole bunch of other areas to do like a different. Fuck! Just they're building a new Complex. They're building a new Optic. They're building a new phase. They're building a new.
It looks
thing.
Like the sale to a group that includes the show's host Sean Evans. It sounds like they sold it to him.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he has ownership in it. I watched a podcast with him, and he almost left. He almost left. Fucking Hot Ones.
Well, no, it sounds like they bought it from BuzzFeed. unless I'm tweaking, the sale to a group that includes the show's host.
I'm going
to
give you a scenario that can answer that question for you. Let's say he had a three-year contract that was $3 million. When he says that they sold it to him, he probably said, hey, that guaranteed contract that I got, I'll let you keep the $2 million. And that's his that's how it could have happened. So there's a million ways that this business transaction is going to happen. But he, as you see there, is part of the ownership group that's going in there. So although he himself may not be putting money up, he is going to be putting up sweat equity, which means that he may not be getting paid anything extraordinary.
What does it mean will allow BuzzFeed to pay down tens of millions of dollars in debt?
Well, BuzzFeed, who was owned by, how do I explain this? Okay, let's say, for example, there we go. People get investments, and some of that investment is sometimes debt. Okay, so they'll go out to a private home office. What, you reading it?
Yeah.
Read it out loud then.
BuzzFeed picked up Hot Ones and First We Feast through a 2021 acquisition of Complex Networks for a total price tag of $294 million. I didn't even know that.
Why? It's just everywhere.
What the fuck?
Plus, you and I
people just make up fake
balance,
money, man.
That is larger than its total.
They're just making shit up.
They're just making shit up. 200. What do you mean? Oh. What do you mean $294 million? Shut up.
Okay, I can give it to you super easy. Let's say that Complex as a network with the Complex Sneaker Podcast, which is obviously their most successful show, next to of course Joe LaPuma's Sneaker Shopping. But let's say as a whole on a yearly basis they were bringing in $30 million, right? That's how much 30. Let's say they're spending $29 million to make it all happen. You're positive $1 million, but that's still $30 million that company can make. If somebody came to buy it from you, they're not just gonna buy it for 30, because at that point you're like, well, I make 30, might as well just do it. They're gonna be like, okay, well, we'll give you 2 years worth of the value of this company, which is $60 million. This is a 10x in theory at 294. So they were making 29.4 mil if it was a 10x multiplier. So you multiply the amount that you make at the end of the year times 10, because if they're gonna buy you out of something, might as well make it 10 years worth, because you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
That's how that math works.
That's fucking
and
crazy.
It's, okay. And it goes from 4x, 2x, all the way to 16x, as some of this esports fucking orcs were going for.
According to the company, BuzzFeed will now operate with a cash balance that is larger than the total outstanding debt, as the deal allows it to reduce its outstanding debt to $30 million by $88.8 million.
I'm
starting to understand it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I hope my man Sean got fucking paid. He's the best interviewer. He's the best interviewer of all time.
Damn.
Of all time.
And he's doing it with hot shit in his mouth.
Yeah, he's doing it with hot shit in his mouth.
Hell yeah.
The show is not a gimmick show. It is just something that allows Sean to be the best. He's better than Howard Stern. He's better than fucking Nardwar. Like, he is the best. I promise you.
Damn. That's high praise from Davis.
That's high praise from Davis indeed, because I think you're the best interviewer in Optic. Why do people get all confused when I give props? When I give props to someone.
I didn't say anything.
Your eyes said it all.
You're screaming with your eyes.
What? I just looked at him.
Just look at it.
I give props where props is due all the time. listen, I'm happy that they're doing that. I'm happy that some of the, again, you know, these are the all of these things that are happening in the new entertainment ecosystem all come from the same opportunistic situation that we had in 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, where there was just money being dumped everywhere because everybody wanted to have the new Sports Center, the new NBC, the new Cowboys, and you know what I'm saying? So things like these happen, and they are worth that. They're just worth like that in future money.
That one's funny. Shroud looked at his bank account in the middle of a Marvel Rivals game to calm down.
Shroud looked at his bank account in the middle of Marvel Rivals game to calm down. Why?
That would stress you out more?
What? No, because he... No.
I'm actually getting a little upset.
I'm dead.
How do I reset this mentally?
You just look at your bank account. Just look at your bank account, quick.
Okay, quick. Look at my bank account. Okay.
Okay, so it was a suggestion from someone else.
Look at my bank account.
Okay. Locked in.
I'm locked in.
He goes on a five piece of shit.
He immediately gets.
Oh my god.
Dude,
yo, he actually did lock in.
That's fucking hilarious.
Let me reset.
I wonder what his account looks like.
Wait, Seth, are you playing this at all?
Mentally.
This? No, yeah. I haven't played it.
Really?
But everyone says it's hella good.
I know.
I've been watching Touche play it like every night.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone's playing it.
It's Overwatch, but Marvel, right?
Yeah, I've never watched Overwatch, though. I have no idea about
Me
Overwatch.
Either.
Really?
But like, Touche plays this little like shark. And he like it's a healer, but he like swims underground. He like swims on the ground, and then he'll
plays
like
plays a shark in this.
Yeah, and then he'll like spit water at his teammates. Like,
oh, that's cool.
And Alexis was like, "Yo, I like that shark," and I was like, "All right, let's watch this." But so then we try to figure out who. Yes, this guy Jeff. Then we try to figure. And then I was like, "Who the hell is Jeff?"
Is that from Suicide Squad?
No, we looked it up. It was a. It's a Marvel. Yo, shut up! It was a Marvel.
Fucking Christ!
It was a Marvel. Comic that only is released online, and it started in 2021.
He's
maniac
cute.
Is heckling.
He's a fucking cute guy.
He's cute. I won't background. Lie.
But like the Jeff stock because of this game has gone up crazy.
Hell yeah!
I want to look at the comic now.
I will say that every single time that I used to ask people on my very famous podcast, the 10-second podcast, was if you could shrink any animal in the animal kingdom to have as a pet, what would you choose? I always said the fucking great white.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Tiger.
Well, yeah, you, close. A tiger. An elephant, like a fucking chihuahua-sized elephant.
That'd be hard.
Yeah, but they don't have fur. They're not, like, cuddly. They're just, like, oily little.
I know, but they're.
It's like an oily little it's ball. Like
a,
it's
prickly. Like a, it's an oily, no, prickly.
It's
literally
like a, he's just, it's like a sack.
A what?
Like a sack.
A sack of what?
That's what elephants look like. A fucking ball
yeah,
sack.
No, seriously. It's just like an oily little, just gray sack.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, with that, we're going to see you guys next week at the same time at the same bad channel. Thank you so much for tuning in. Shout out to our sponsors, Shopify, Marble Snap, and Cash App. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.